I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 13 Eritrean Christians have been released from prison just 6 days after the Voice of the Martyrs USA launched a letter-writing campaign. The campaign was to raise awareness for two Eritrean pastors wrongfully imprisoned for 7,000 days. Sadly, the two pastors have not yet been released, but Todd Nettleton at VOM says they're still celebrating the 13 other believers who are now free.
This is 7 women and 6 men, all of them imprisoned for at least 10 years. So these were not sort of short-term people that got arrested a week ago. These were long-term Christian prisoners, all of whom were released 6 days after that campaign happened.
Over 15,000 people responded to VOM's campaign, and there's no need to stop now. Pray for the release of over 300 Eritrean Christians still in prison for their faith. And it's back to school season in the United States. If this is you,
moms and dads want to start the school year on a good foot, developing new habits of helping our kids understand who Jesus is.
You might want to connect with Keys for Kids Ministries. Executive Director Greg Yoder says,
moms and dads want assurances that there is spiritual truth out there, especially in light of what's happening in our culture today. They can rest assured that Keys for Kids is providing that spiritual truth, both through our Keys for Kids devotional and our Unlocked Teen devotional.
Whether in print or audio form, Keys for Kids devotionals present biblical truth in kid-sized language. They also provide questions designed to start a family dialogue. Learn more in the full story at missionnews.org and follow Keys for Kids Ministries on Facebook. They're about to launch a new app. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.